More classified documents found where they shouldn't have been. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but not at former President Trump's residence this time. These are records from when President Biden was vice president.
These records were discovered at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, where Biden held private office space there between mid-2017 until the start of the 2020 campaign. The documents were found November 2nd by the president's personal attorneys. According to the White House, quote, the White House is cooperating with the National Archives and the DOJ regarding the discovery of what appear to be Obama-Biden administration records.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff says the archives took those documents. Former President Trump posted on social media, when's the FBI going to raid Biden's homes or the White House? Referencing the probe into the documents found at his Florida resort. Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson tells Fox,
what a double standard here. Where's the FBI? They should be battering rams knocking down his door. I mean, were they raiding his home? No. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, and, you know, I see the liberal press trying to spin it, say, like, well, you know, we'll see what's in it.
President Biden is in Mexico for more talks with the Mexican and Canadian leaders on immigration and drug smuggling,
including our joint action to address the plague of fentanyl, which has killed 100,000 Americans so far.
The House, with Republicans now in control, approved new rules that Democrats call extreme. And then they passed their first bill in the new Congress.
It would actually rescind funds that were ultimately earmarked for the IRS to hire additional personnel under the Inflation Reduction Act, which set aside some $80 billion for the IRS.
Fox's Kevin Cork, the bill is unlikely to even be considered in the Democrat-led Senate. They partied into the night in Georgia, celebrating a second consecutive college football national championship.
Beautiful night. Great night to be in Georgia Bulldog.
There in Athens, Georgia closed out an undefeated season, throttling TCU 65-7. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russia continues to bombard Ukraine in an eastern city, Bakhmut, where Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says everything is destroyed, with almost no life left there and in a town nearby. But the British Defense Ministry says Ukrainian forces in the area still have stable defensive lines in the region. The U.S. has provided billions of dollars in military aid, but as Republicans have control of the House, the question is how much more funding will Congress approve?
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Bob Gates in an op-ed say the U.S. and its allies must provide Ukraine with a dramatic increase in military aid. This comes after Congress approved $45 billion in aid for Ukraine for the fiscal year, which National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan believes won't be touched by Congress.
I do not see that money getting taken away from us.
While aiding Ukraine has been a bipartisan issue in Congress, new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said Republicans would not simply write a, quote, blank check to the country. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Another victory in court for gun owners' rights advocates. A new voter-approved law remains on hold in Oregon. And now a federal judge puts a New Jersey law on hold.
The judge ruling the challenge to the law forces a person who is permitted to carry a firearm in New Jersey to navigate what she called a veritable minefield. And she wrote the court knows of no constitutional right that requires this much guesswork by individuals wanting to exercise such right. The judge says the plaintiffs hold valid concealed carry permits and were being deprived of their Second Amendment rights. Three members of Second Amendment rights groups who already have carry permits filed the suit soon after Governor Phil Murphy signed the legislation just before Christmas. The legislation was drafted after the U.S. Supreme Court expanded gun rights last year. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.